You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, CGA recently did a live stream covering this topic. And of course, when I took a look at it, I just sat up and said, here we go yet again. Another valid reason why I personally say, and honestly, more people are actually starting to say this, that prostitution should be completely legal across the board. Gentlemen, this article shows you that traditional, quote unquote, dating is officially dead. D-E-D, dead. Now, this article was published on the 10th of October. 22% of millennials are in debt from dating amid inflation. Boy, that Bidenflation ripple is ever so expanding. It turns out love does cost a thing. Oh, that's a shot at Jennifer Lopez. Remember, gents, back in the day, she put out a song called Love Doesn't Cost a Thing. Now, we all know dating has always been nothing more than a bidding war for a woman. I'm going to go into that later. About 22% of millennials and 19% of Gen Zers have gone into debt after blowing their cash on dates amid surging inflation, a study has found. Young men, I'm going to provide a solution when I'm done with this article. The latest LendingTree survey, which polled 1,578 U.S. consumers on their dating habits, found that Americans, on average, are currently forking out about $91 per date. Now, of course, we know who the vast majority of the people who are paying for said dates are. Now, gentlemen, this paragraph right here is extremely important. Why? Because this leads to an equation that I really started asking a whole bunch of guys after I finally woke up. Quote unquote, everything is getting more expensive, Chief Credit Analyst Mark Schultz said. Quote unquote, it's not just the new clothes, cha-ching, roses, cha-ching, ride share, cha-ching, fancy dinners, cha-ching, concerts, or the after-show coffee. It's all of it. Even a quiet night at home with a bottle of wine and some takeout is pricier than it used to be. So, for all these guys out here who say they don't pay to access women, you are a flat-out liar. Everything you do when it comes to a woman is trying to get her attention to possibly have sex with you. First and foremost, gentlemen, you need to be completely crystal clear with your intentions, because all of these things they just said, costs money. However, what's the biggest resource you're going to waste, especially if you don't have sex with this woman? Time. I learned my time was my most valuable resource, and time once wasted cannot be brought back. I can make more money, but I cannot get any more time, which is why I am crystal clear when it comes to women. I know exactly what I want, and I know exactly where to go get it. Quote unquote, the extra cost of each of those things individually may not be earth shattering, but added together, they can be a very big deal, especially when you're living on a budget. Oh, I know one group of people who are definitely going to be punching the air when they read this article. That's right, the dating coaches. If guys can't afford to go on a date, do you think they're going to pay for some dating course? I don't think so. I don't think so. However, another great unintended consequence of this is, guess what? The pool of simps is drying up. Now, there's always going to be a comment that says, yes, there's still going to be a lot of simps, blah, 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 blah. Understand something. If it comes to it, if a man has to choose between a meal or paying for an OnlyFans subscription, guess what? His stomach is going to make his decision for him. Just saying. And guess what? A lot of women are also noticing, yeah, there's not a lot of simps out here who are willing to part with their hard-earned cash. There you go. Once again, yet another reason why I say pay-for-play should be completely legalized across the board. But according to the survey, those who are actively dating, 32% said they would still go on a date even if they couldn't afford it. Okay, those 32% of people, let's just go ahead and split the difference. If it's 16% women, guess what? They have everything to gain because more than likely, they're not going to be paying for the date. Now, if it's 16% of men, guess what? They are outright stupid because they have everything to lose. Why? Because what they're hoping for the illusion of the possibility of sex with said woman. Let's not be coy. Quote unquote, dating has always been nothing more than a socially acceptable way of saying to a woman, yes, I want to have sex with you. However, a fair exchange between two consenting legal adults is no robbery, but the modern woman has been thoroughly encouraged by hypergamy to practice highway robbery. And what is highway robbery? Excessively overpricing of an object or a service. So yeah, modern women consistently practice highway robbery against the average everyday guy because we know the man that she truly wants, she doesn't set a price for them. She's willing to lay down for free, quote unquote, with them. But back to the article. Of the Americans who have gone into the red over their dating spending habits, credit card debt is the most likely culprit, the poll found. Ooh, that right there definitely is a bad system when it comes to dating. Additionally, 6% say they have had their card declined on a first date. Oh, you know, that is embarrassing as hell. If you're trying to impress some random woman, while 61% of respondents said their dating habits haven't changed, the survey found that nearly 1 in 5 Americans are going on fewer dates because of inflation. Another 14% are also trying to spend less on dating. Quote unquote. And here is the golden phrase, gentlemen. Dating has always been expensive. There you go. The case has been thoroughly made. You will always pay to access a woman. Period. Point blank. Either directly, or you're going to pay the environment, i.e. the restaurant, the nightclub, pretty much the middleman, the pimp. You're going to pay one way or another. Schultz said, quote unquote, throw rampant inflation into the mix and it can make an already challenging situation even tougher. The dating debt has been taken on by millennials aged 26 to 41, and it is likely impacted by major milestones most Americans are hoping to achieve in that range, Schultz said. Millennials are already in an expensive time of life, and inflation isn't making anything any easier. They may already have kids. They may be drowning in student loan debt. Yeah, if you're in student loan debt, dating is the last thing that should be on your mind. And probably have higher rent payments than they did when they were younger. Well, well, well. Okay, for you young men out there, think about this. You're young. More than likely, you don't have kids. You don't have any legal problems. So yeah, all the money that you would try to date within America, here's what you should do. Save that money, get a passport. For what a quote unquote average date would cost, yeah, you can afford to get your passport. Stack your money, date outside of America. Now, I've always said this, and I'm starting to see more people actually say this too, that yes, prostitution should be legalized across the board. However, we know why prostitution still remains quote unquote illegal. Now, of course, I broke that down in my video. They're openly selling sex. Well, I titled it Services as a Second Job. And of course, you guys had a whole lot more reasons. Another reason, Uncle Sam is not going to be able to get that tax off of it if prostitution was made legal across the board, because the renegades. Then you have so many businesses that are going to go under. Yeah. And of course, there's always going to be the chance that a lot of women are going to be forced to compete. Oh yeah, normie women will be forced to compete. They'll be forced to drop their overinflated standards, which Uncle Sam depends on, because his little agent called the normie woman, if she's able to say, hey, you know what? I'm feeling good. I might possibly imply that, you know, if you take me on this expensive date, you might get some at the end. However, gentlemen, you already know, 9 times out of 10, if she's making you pay for said date, you already know you're not going to get the end result. But as long as she can trick you with the possibility of the illusion of having sex with her, there's always going to be a bunch of hope strategists. However, numbers don't lie. Believe you me, that 22% is only going to increase over time. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And modern women. The dating landscape for a lot of you is really about to go out. Feminism is going to go out right along with it. Why? Because, like I said before, when men have to choose between a meal for themselves or something that's going to benefit you, guess what? That hunger, yeah, self-preservation is going to kick in, ladies. And guess what? Nope. The scent pool is drying up. Ladies, you're going to be on your own. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.